Nebuchadnezzar was king for 45 years. He established the Babylonian Empire and was king for 45 years. And then he dies, and his son Evil-Merodach takes the throne for 23 years. So it's been how many years to the Babylonian Empire? 68 years for the Babylonian Empire. After Evil-Merodach dies, his brother Belshazzar, his brother, another son of Nebuchadnezzar, takes the throne, and he will be king for 2 years. After 2 years have passed, how many years have passed since the Babylonian Empire came to the scene? 70. So there was a prophecy that says that when 70 years are up to the Babylonian Empire, so Hashem will get back into the picture to finish off Babylonian Empire, to call on the Jews. So at this point, the 2 years are up, and Belshazzar sees that the Jews are still in his custody. Now he knows his father's dream. He knows that the Jews are the threat to the world. And he figures, maybe my father's plan worked. They bowed to the idol other than Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Maybe Hashem is so fed up with the Jews that he's not going to take them back. So Belshazzar is happy. And he had a battle that day with two kings from Persia and Mede, Koresh and Dariush. Koresh and Darius, they had laid siege on Babylon, and he had taken his men out and won the war again, Koresh and Dariush. And he gathers in all his men and his soldiers and his generals, and he says, 70 years are up, and the Jews aren't redeemed. Must be, God is not redeeming them. And so what Belshazzar is going to do is Belshazzar is going to celebrate, and at this party he will order to have the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash brought out so that they could use them in this party. And this is a way of showing we are eternal. The Jews aren't coming back. And so Belshazzar Malka Avad Lechem Rav. Belshazzar, the king, made a huge feast L'Rav Revanoi Alaf, to 1,000 generals, v'lakovel al pach amrashatei, and with 1,000 men, with each one, he drank a cup of wine, and he was such a massive warrior that he didn't get drunk. So he drank 1,000 cups of wine. With every one of his warriors, he drank a cup, and went on to the next one. Belshazzar amar bitem chamra, as he was affected by the wine, so he had this great idea. He said, bring out the gold and silver vessels that his father Nebuchadnezzar took out of the Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem. He says, let everyone drink from the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. You see, we won the Persian Mede Empire. You see, we are eternal. Let's use the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. The king and his officers, and Sheglate is either the queen or his dog. It could be he had a pet dog that he gave her to drink in these vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. Now this pet dog he'd sleep with Ulchenate and his concubines. Then they brought the gold vessels that were taken out of the Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem. And the king and his officers drank from them. His dog and his concubines. They drank wine. And they praised their idols of gold and silver, copper and metal, wood and stone. They're drinking from the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash and praising their idols. Bashata, that at that time, nefaka etzbean diyadenash, a human finger appeared. V'chatvan lakovel nevrashta, and right where there was a lamp, this was at night, the whole party, so there was a lamp next to the wall, and this finger went to the lamp, and on the wall it wrote Al-Gira on the seed, on the white of the wall, Dicheta Leichla di Malka, that was the wall of the palace of the king. So on that seed it wrote, Umalka Chazei Pasida Tichatva. The king sees a hand. A hand appears. So a hand appears and starts writing with the finger on the wall. Edain then Malka Zivohi Shinoi. The king's face changed. V'rayoni yevalune. And his thoughts started scaring him. V'kitrei chartzei mishtarayin. And his belt opened. He started making in his pants. V'arkuvatei daleda nakshin. And his knees started buckling and shaking one against the other. They're standing there and seeing a hand writing on the wall. There's no one there, just a hand. And so Belshazzar loses control of his bowels. His knees are shaking. He's covered in fear. Kare malka bechayil. The king calls out in force. Leela lashvaya kastevi gazraya. He says, call in all my sorcerers, my warlocks, my demon control. Bring them all here. Remember Kasdae? Kasdae were those who could summon the demons. He says, bring them here. Anei malka v'amalcha kemei vavel dichol enashti yikirei ketava denau fishrei chavanane argavana ilbash. So the hand disappears, and the king says, what did it write? What did it write? No one could read the writing on the wall. And the king says, anyone who could read that writing and explain it to me will wear royal clothing. And I'll wear a gold necklace, and he will be the third in control of my kingdom. So all the wise men came in. None of them could read the writing. None of them could interpret it to the king. So Nebuchadnezzar got even more scared. And his countenance changed even more. And his leaders were all starting to argue. And there's starting to be a fight among his generals. One said, this is what it says. And one said, that's what it says. And no one knew what to do. Malkita, then the queen, heard what's going on. So she came in now to where everyone's partying. She heard there's a ruckus. She came in. Anat Malkata v'ameret. The queen said, Malka l'al min chayi. The king should live forever. Don't be scared by your thoughts. Don't let your countenance change. Itaygeval b'malchutach diruach elein kadishin be. There's a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy angels, and in the days of your father, he was found to have clarity and brilliance like the angels. And your father, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, your father made him the leader, the head of all the advisors. Because he knows so much and he's so smart, he interprets dreams. He could tell you things that are all knotted up. He could open up the knots. Daniel was found to be so smart. The king changed his name to Belshazzar. Can Daniel yitkerev v'shayach havei? Call in Daniel, he'll tell you what it means. Bedain Daniel u'al kadam malka. So Daniel was brought in front of the king. Anei malka v'amar le Daniel. So the king says, Antu Daniel dimin b'nei galuta di Yehud? Are you Daniel who was from the exile of the Jews? Di'ayti malka avim in Yehud, that my father brought in from the land of Judea. V'shimet alach diroch ne'inbach. I hear about you that the angels are within you. And there's great knowledge and understanding and clarity with you. Now all the wise men were brought here. They should read the writing of Yisrael Odotani and tell me what it means. And they aren't able to tell me what it means. And I heard about you. Kitrini Mifshav, Kitrini Mishrei. You could figure things out and open up all knots. If you could read the writing and explain it to me, you'll wear royal clothing. I will give you a gold chain to wear, and you will be third in my kingdom. So Daniel answers and tells the king, keep your gifts and give your loot to someone else. However, I will read the writing for the king, and I will tell you its interpretation. Ant Malka, you the king, the king, the Hashem, who is above all kingdoms, he gave an awesome kingdom to your father. He gave him a lot of glory and honor. Hashem gave him such might, everyone was scared of him. He killed whoever he wanted, and he punished whoever he wanted, and he uplifted whoever he wanted, and he put down whoever he wanted. And then he became arrogant, and then he decided to purposely go against Hashem. And so then he was removed from his throne, and Hashem removed his honor from him. And he stopped being human, and he became like an animal, and he lived out with the donkeys. He ate grass like oxen. His flesh got wet in the rain. Till he recognized that Hashem above rules man's kingdoms, and he establishes whoever he wants over the throne. But you, his son, Belshazzar, you weren't willing to be humble. You knew everything I just told you. You know what happened in your father's times. And you uplifted yourself. You've been arrogant against God. They brought you the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. And you and your generals, your dog, and your concubines, and you drank wine in God's vessels. And as you're drinking from God's vessels, you're praising gods of gold and silver and copper and metal and wood and stone. They don't see, they don't hear. You're praising them. And the God who controls your life, and he controls everything that goes on in your life. No doubt, you gave him zero glory. That's why God sent that hand. And that's why they wrote this. And here's what it says on the wall. What it says on the wall is, that's the writing on the wall.
Because in Babylon, they speak Aramaic, right?
Right.
So, this also sounds like Aramaic, right?
So you asked about the languages, remember? You said Yosef made it up to Pharaoh with the languages. And you guys asked, isn't the story similar to the story of Yosef? So, over here, the way it was written was like this. It was written Mamtus Nanakpi Aelran. Oh, here they did it like the Gemara. Mamtus Nanakpi Aelran. That's what was written there, but it had to be written going down, not across. That's what Chazal say. You read it going down. Menei, Menei, Tekel, Uparsin, and the last word spans two lines going down. So that's why no one could read it. It has to be read going down, not across.
You have to read the Gemara going down.
It's written in Hebrew, but it's not Hebrew, right?
So there is an opinion that says it was written in the new script that Ezra was going to institute for the Jews. And this was the sign from above that the time had come to switch the script. That in heaven, they were already writing in the new script of Ezra. But
written in Holy
Language. It was written in Hebrew.
So that's why we used this script.
Right. Well, we also had a tradition from Moshe that the time would come when we would change our script.
What do you mean?
The Gemara says they had, when Moshe gave us the Torah, he said the script will change. There will be a different font, a different type of letters that you will use. There are certain mitzvot which Moshe said are yet to happen. Just like he said, the circumcision you're doing now is going to be a step B after you conquer the land of Israel. That's what Yeshua introduced, what we call priya, that we remove the lower skin. So there were mitzvot that had clauses that later on they're going to shift. One of them was writing the Torah. So he tells him, the writing on the wall says, Minei minei tekelu parsin. Dina peshal milata. And here's the interpretation. Minei, minala malchutach v'ashlema. God has taken an accounting of your kingdom. It's over. Time's up. The clock's run out. Tekel. Tekilta bimoznaya. You've been weighed in the scales of heaven. V'ishtachacht chasir. And you were found lacking. Peres. It's time to be cut up. Perisat malchutach. Your kingdom is now going to be cut up. Vihivat lemadai ufaras. And it will be given to the Mede and Persian Empire. So he interpreted the dreams. He interpreted the writing. Pedayin then. So the verse had said, Lefi melot lebavel 70 shana. When Babylon completes its 70 years, I will remember you, God said to the Jewish people. Belshazzar thought the 70 years were up, but he made a mistake in his calculation. And so now, Amar Belshazzar valbishu leDaniel algevana. Belshazzar decreed that Daniel will dress, will be given royal clothing. And he gets a gold necklace. And they say he's going to be the third in the kingdom. And so Daniel says, it's over. What happens? So everyone heard what Daniel said. And one of his men said, hey, Daniel's for sure right. So he went and executed Daniel. He went and executed the king, and he took his head outside the city, and he brought it to Koresh and Darius. And when they saw that the leader, Belshazzar, was dead, they were convinced they could win, and they went and they conquered Babylon. That's one version of the story. We will see another version in a second. That night, Belshazzar, the king, was killed. So the Navi in Yeshaya describes, Aroch HaShulchan Tzafot Tzafit Kumu Asarim Mishchum Again. The Navi describes that they were in the middle of the party when suddenly they got word that the Persian Medes had attacked. And the nobles who were in the middle of getting drunk and partying had to go out to war. Belshazzar was very worried. Daniel just told him he's going to die. So he left word that night with his men, anyone you see walking around the camp, kill him. No questions asked, just kill him. So Josephus says that a miracle happened that night, and Belshazzar needed to go to the bathroom very badly, or he needed a drink very badly, and he left his room, and he walked around the compound to go take care of his needs. One of his men saw him. The king gave strict orders. No questions asked. Kill whoever you see. He killed him. And then he saw it was him. So he said, oh, Daniel was right. He took his head and went to the Persian Mede Empire. And with that, they led their victory. So these are these sources. Archaeologically, they found a sign. They have sources that indicate that the Persian Mede Empire conquered the Babylonian Empire without a war even. There is a they found an engraving on the top of one of the arches in Babylon that describes a peaceful handover of the empire into the Persian Mede Empire. Whether it's true or not is always difficult to know. We know the Persian Medes were big liars in their history books, so it's a very difficult. Many nations wanted to make themselves seem very great, but the Persian Mede Empire take over. And now we move on to what they call the sixth chapter. We are about to conclude our stories. The first section of the book of Daniel is all stories, and the second section will actually go into dreams and messages about when the Mashiach is going to come. And we're actually going to move forward in time and then move back in time. Meaning in the book of Daniel, in the next chapter, Daniel will take us back to the period of Belshazzar. So we're going to go in order. Yes.